Why, hello, Elise Castle.
Hey, Mike Jensen.
Here we are. Quick shout out.
Quick shout out.
I am holding in my hands the fancy, like, bound DVD holding booklet of the complete season, complete series of Sex and the City, which I do own in a different form, but I don't have this form. It's very fancy.
Yeah, and some of Mike's are scratched, so we were concerned.
Yes, and we are getting towards the season where there is commentary and bonus material, and I want to make sure that I can talk about that on the podcast, too. So it's nice that I have all of this, and this is from our friend, Tom Russell Lynch.
Who
is a listener also.
So thank you, Tom.
So thanks to Tom, and I'm super excited to have my fancy little booklet. And I can read both the DVD recap and a little recap in here. So we'll do both because they're both short. So today we're talking about no ifs, ands, or buts. Random note on the DVD. This is so dumb. But what is it called? It's called the Oxford comma that you put. It's like basically an extra comma.
Right.
So in the booklet here, it says no ifs, comma, ands, commas, or buts. But on the DVD, it just has the first comma. So there's a little bit of infighting on as to whether or not we need that comma.
Great. So now we just have another tool for Mike to find discrepancies.
Exactly. So this was written by MPK and directed by Nicole Holofcener. She did some stuff in the first season. And she will direct the next episode as well. And then she'll be done. And she'll go off and make motion pictures and have a fancy film career. So let's see. In the booklet, the synopsis is this. Charlotte's first date with Brad is great until he puckers up. Carrie has designs on Aiden, a furniture maker. Miranda leaves Steve holding the ball. DVD description. In relationships, what are the deal breakers? Samantha dates an African-American whose sister doesn't believe in cross-cultural mingling. Charlotte must decide if a bad kissing boyfriend can be saved. Miranda learns to support Steve's hoops and dreams. Carrie must give up smoking or give up Aiden, her latest crush. Even Stanford has to decide if one man's doll collection will come between them.
So, yeah, I think that the description that's in that little booklet is very vague. So maybe that one's meant for the person who has yet to watch it.
Right.
Also, they don't even mention Samantha in it, which is interesting.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the episode starts
with the possible horror of a first date is the possible magic of the goodnight kiss at the front door.
And so we see Charlotte with
Brad.
With Brad, and played by Ross Gibby, and he is licking.
Yeah, we have sort of a, like, it's all the kissing. So even, like, the first shot is of, like, two extras.
Right.
That are like, hey, extras, you're going to kiss here. I do kind of wonder how that conversation
They probably
went.
Called for, like, extra couples.
Okay.
Probably knew what it was going to be.
And then, yeah, so we have the first date, we have the first kiss, we have kissing in general, we have bad kissing. I have experienced a terrible kiss before.
Right. Well, I think everyone has.
Probably. This is terrible. So he's licking her face. We have a friend who has experienced this kiss. I'm not going to say who it is, because we also know the person that kissed this person this way.
Okay, we'll find out later.
So apparently this is possible, but it seems ridiculous to me that anyone would think that he's literally just licking her face. So what I'm going to say is, if you think that's what kissing is, don't do that.
I mean, like, even watching this, it's almost comical.
Like, what if you were walking by and you just saw that happening?
I have.
This is where, like, an intervention.
Okay, unless you're both so drunk, you know what I mean? And you're both so drunk, like, that's the only but even at that point, it's just like, come on, you know what's happening. So then they go to the four ladies, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
really cuts really quickly. But here's something funny about this. So I mentioned in the last episode that on the Amazon Prime where I watch this, if you watch it on your laptop, it, like, will pop up on the side and immediately kind of link it to IMDb. So it tells you, like, who the actors are, what they've been in. A new feature I discovered is it'll also tell you sometimes what song is playing in the background.
Oh, really?
So at this moment was the song called Bitches and Friends by DJ Rodriguez.
That's,
I mean,
fun.
The other ones weren't as exciting as Bitches and
Friends.
No, that's
a good one.
But yeah, Miranda found a teasing comb. She has, like, a nice little, like, teasing look in her hair.
Yeah, she's working on the hair.
Yeah, and they're just talking about bad kissing.
Yeah, they're just talking about bad kissing.
You can never tell, they look totally normal.
Until their pointy tongue is darting in and out of your mouth.
Oh, stabby little pointy tongue. That is the worst of the worst.
No. What's worse is when they expect you to do all the work, and their tongue just lays there in your mouth like a clam.
Ew! A clam mouth. That's the worst.
Yeah, I once was kissed, like, the person sucked on my tongue so hard that I literally had, like, a cut on the bottom of my tongue the next day. You can't think that that's right. You can't think that that's a good thing to do. Then again, I didn't tell him to stop because I was, like, 21 and super awkward.
Right, as opposed to now.
Yeah, as opposed to now, where I'm 40 and super awkward.
No, you're not awkward. You're beautiful, Mike.
I like that Adina Williams' character gets entrance applause.
I'm going to have to ask you ladies to hold it down. This is a respectable restaurant.
Adina Williams was my newspaper's former food editor.
Well, here's what I thought at first. So they're being kind of loud and annoying.
Right.
And then I wrote, the chef comes out to be like, ladies, keep it down. I mean, they are kind of loud, but the chef? But then I realized that she's friends with them, and it was kind of joking. And, like, the entrance applause is from the four women.
It is, but like, I think it's so funny. I just think it's funny that it's, like, it feels like in a sitcom world, this would be, like, the audience being like, woo!
Yeah. Deborah Messing. So we meet Adina Williams, who is the food editor, former food editor of the New York Star, right? Because that's the name of Carrie's newspaper. And the chef of fusion, which
I like
is
that it's just
are.
Called fusion.
Right,
like,
and
fusion
it's a fusion between soul food and
whatever's cool.
Okay.
Sunder Oakley is the actress's name. This is her first credit on IMDb.
Yeah, and she doesn't have much else.
She doesn't, but she was also on Survivor in 2006.
Right.
She was
That's what I noticed.
On Survivor.
Yeah.
She's in an interesting career.
Yeah, and there's something in this moment that I found interesting. So it seemed like all the women were familiar with Adina, right?
Yeah, it seems like it.
It seems like, but then we find out later with the Samantha storyline, I don't know, it's just very, it seems like she would be like a friend of theirs, but I guess she's not. She's just an acquaintance.
Probably just a former coworker of Carrie's.
Right.
And so maybe they just know her through that.
And she's talking about okra.
Okra is going to be the new edamame.
Right, which brings us to food trends, which is still, we always say, it's still very much a thing.
What do you think is trendy right now? We're
kind of past Brussels sprouts. Yeah, we've talked about this before, remember, because we were talking about like shakshuka and avocado toast.
Those are still kind of now.
I mean, it's funny because there's also like food trends that really, like acai bowls. But like now people are, it's just now they're making full stores that just sell those, and I'm like, I don't know how long that's gonna last, but
poke.
Who knows? Yeah, poke. Is that how you say it?
I have no idea.
Okay.
When I ordered, I'm like, I'll have that.
Yeah, I do that a lot of times. There used to be, there's a Baskin Robbins is a flavor of the month, and the one in May is called Mom's Making Cookies.
Yeah, we searched, we walked around the neighborhood looking for that.
Mike, you have to tell everyone that, and it's my favorite, and but it's embarrassing to say. Like, I want two scoops of Mom's Making Cookies.
Yeah.
So I usually say, like, I'll have a scoop of, and I, like, pretend like I don't know what I want, and I pretend like I don't know what I'm going to get, and then I'm like, oh, you know, I'll try that flavor of the month.
I feel like people don't think about that. It's sort of that thing where I'm never, ever going to go to a restaurant and want to say out loud that I want anything that has the word skinny in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I might want that drink. But I have to, like, I'm not going to be like, I'll have the skinny blah, blah, blah. Because that's embarrassing to me.
Right.
Like, I'm never going to ask you to biggie size it. I feel like McDonald's got there with the super size.
Yeah.
And that's fine. I can say that. But there are just other, there's certain things that I feel like the companies don't take into account. That, like, people might not want to say that out loud.
Right.
Yeah. So there you go. We get to Siobhan Williams.
Played by Oslo Highsmith.
Oslo
Highsmith.
This is also his first credit.
Yeah, and he's great. Of course, Samantha is really into him.
Goes right, too. Yeah, he's just a handsome guy.
Mm-hmm.
There's this sort of, like, black talk equaling sex talk.
Right, there's this conversation where Samantha makes a comment.
That is one fine-looking man. I'd like to get me some of that.
Don't talk like that.
Oh, relax with a knee-jerk liberal reaction. That wasn't black talk. That was sex talk.
I had a few talks here. Few thoughts here. Are the rest of the... Is that mean Samantha's conservative?
No. I think that Samantha is not concerned with, like, politically correctness or concerned
right.
with...
Right. I mean, I didn't like the word black talk.
Well, I think that we're also going to get into the conversations we have with people and the conversations that we think are okay to be had on television.
Okay.
Because I have conversations with friends that... I mean, certainly I have conversations with friends that are incredibly politically incorrect. So then you also have to say, like, well, sometimes on television, characters are going to have conversations
right.
where it's like, it's just the gals talking. Like, it's not because we're watching it because it's a TV
right.
show. But we also get into, like, how seriously you want to take certain situations. So this certainly brings up the idea of race and casting and television. And I was thinking about, I mean, if you look at basically the entire history of television, it's been a bunch of white people. Like, I think the cast of Friends is perfect. But you would never cast Friends like that anymore. I don't think you would cast Friends like that anymore. It would not be six white people.
No.
I think the cast of Will and Grace is perfect. You wouldn't cast four white people anymore. I don't think. I think the cast of Sex and the City is perfect. You wouldn't cast four white ladies anymore. Like, it's just the history of television has been mostly white people playing the parts. So what we...
And by you saying perfect, you don't think that there should be race intermixed with them?
No. I think there should be.
Right.
I'm saying, like, I wouldn't take any of the Friends cast members out looking back on it, but I don't think you would cast it that way.
Right.
No. Like, you would not just have a bunch of white people.
No, because that's not...
The
New
world.
New York City, yeah.
No, oh, yeah, exactly. So we... This is just sort of interjecting race into this story, and we can kind of discuss how it's treated, because I have certain issues with how it's treated, at the same time understanding it's a television show, and I'll try not to take it too seriously.
Yeah, I guess my issue with it watching it 20 years later is that it was a television show, but it had a lot of influence on pop culture
yes.
and just culture in general at the time.
Absolutely.
So I didn't necessarily like the kind of flippant way the women were about it, where they were just kind of like, whatever.
Right.
You know, I don't know. I thought, I like that Charlotte was kind of like, spoke up a little bit. You know, there's that internet thing now, like woke Charlotte. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah, where it's like how Charlotte would respond in these situations. I guess I'm just surprised that, I mean, I'm not surprised by Samantha, because I think Samantha doesn't care. She just wants to have sex.
Right.
And maybe that goes back to the, it wasn't black talk, it was sex talk. I just didn't really like, I was just, like, I guess I was taken aback by it, but maybe it is because I'm watching it 20 years later.
Right. So, Stanford shows up.
Yeah,
Stanford
shows up. At
Carrie's
house.
Yeah.
There's a beautiful man downtown selling beautiful furniture. We're going.
I got a whole afternoon planned with Australian Vogue. I'm not just going to drop everything to go downtown to see some cute guy.
He's straight.
I get my purse.
Yeah, where are they at? Are
I'm
they at, like,
not...
Jensen Lewis?
I don't think it's Jensen Lewis. But it's some very fancy furniture store with furniture that I would never buy, because how would you pay that much for a piece of furniture? And we meet.
Well, hold on. When they go in there, they do say...
Look at this place. It's nothing but baguettes and faggots.
I think that, once again, we were in that time where...
But what does that even mean? There wasn't a baguette in the scene.
I don't know.
All right, so we meet Aidan Shaw, played by John Corbett.
John Corbett, whose big break was Northern Exposure... Kathy Griffin talks about him in one of her books, that he was, like, literally the guy running the spotlight where she did her improv in L.A., and that he was, like,
the Groundlings, probably.
Is it the Groundlings?
Yeah.
And he was, like, running the spotlight one day, and then he was like, oh, yeah, an agent wants me to do this thing, and then he was a star in Northern Exposure. his break came pretty nicely for him, but, you know, he's a handsome, talented guy. He's been with Bo Derek since forever.
Wow.
Yeah, they've been a couple for a very, very long time. It's funny. I never know how much I want to, like, look into the future to say, like, we will ever see this character again. Those that are at all familiar with the show know we will see this character again. He's going to become a love interest for Carrie for a bit of a run. And it's funny looking at him now and certain moments with him
Spoiler,
now.
Spoiler, Mike.
Sorry, I don't know how much to say about that. But, you know, he's going to be around for at least another episode. Let's put it that way. and I loved him so much. And I still have a lot of affection for Aidan. But there are moments... Elisa's hair is beautiful right now. I don't know. The bloom's a little off the rose a tiny bit. Like, I still love him, but I'm also a little bit like, I don't know. He wears a lot of weird jewelry.
Looking back at it now, you're
yeah,
kind of
exactly.
like, he's not as okay.
Yeah.
Which I agree with. I was like,
And like his all blue.
Yeah, I didn't really like it. His dog's humping her.
Oh, the dog. We'll get there. We also have the introduction of Morty Mendelsohn.
Yeah, great. Played by Donald Berman. Love him. I love everything about Morty.
I don't, but that's cool.
Is it Morty or Marty?
His name was Marty Mendelsohn.
And then we have the dog.
Yeah, then we have the dog, who's cute, but just starts like...
The dog
like,
is cute, but I don't know. Should you have your dog hanging out in the furniture store?
Well, I don't dog's like... dog's going to pee yeah, on something. Yeah, and Aiden, like, grabs it and kind of throws it, which, like, Aiden, relax. So, yeah, Carrie picks out this chair.
$3,800.
Yep. And that was the trivia that was on this website.
Oh,
is
it?
Carrie, yeah, picks out this chair, says she likes it, and then is like, I'll take it. And she mentions that she's a designer, Carrie Bradshaw Designs, because that's what Stanford told
her
to
do. Yeah, you'll get a discount if you, the discount which brings it all the way down to $2,500.
Which is a big discount.
It's a big discount. He just gave up like $1,300. I can do math. Because she's pretty and a designer. I don't know. It's, I don't think that he even buys that she's a designer. I think that he's just going to go ahead and give her the discount.
How soon can it be delivered?
I can get it to you the end of the week. I just got a couple questions. Where do you want it delivered, and can I take you out to dinner sometime?
Then we cut to Miranda.
Yeah, Steve's very excited.
Yeah, she has a lot of lime. Like, she has a fully, like, lime outfit, and her dry cleaning is also, like, lime green.
Okay.
You always are like, I don't notice these things.
I just don't notice clothes as much, but I probably should.
It's all right. I can do that.
At least does it. At least it's on the clothing.
Yeah, Steve's very excited because, is it the Knicks?
Yes.
Okay. They pick a person to, like... shoot a basketball really far and you can win $1,000,000. And he was picked.
He entered a contest at Sam Goody's.
Yeah, Sam Goody's, the music store.
Is that even a thing anymore?
I doubt it. Maybe online.
Maybe.
Or maybe they are in the mall still.
Maybe, okay.
Harmony House was the one that we had.
Oh, I don't think we had that. I don't remember what we had.
But no ball in the house, Steve. I was getting nervous.
Yeah, he's like sort of bouncing the ball.
Hey! That's Ralph Lauren paint.
Yeah, I'll buy you more. I'm a fucking millionaire.
Where's Magda?
She was given 1 hour off.
1 hour. She has to get back to work, Magda. There's so much for her to do. I mentioned this to my friends with that also have the cleaning lady, and they were like, yeah, those things happened. She also likes to comment on if we are looking too thin or too fat.
Okay.
Which is nice.
So Miranda is skeptical.
Yeah, she's skeptical of this.
And I see both sides, because I can definitely see myself being kind of Miranda and being like, well, you're probably not going to make that shot, so don't get too excited.
But also, like, he's so excited and new in the relationship.
Yeah, and you want her to be excited for him.
Be happy for Steve.
I like that she mentions his little legs.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, come downstairs and watch me. Watch my little legs or something like that. So then we cut to Miranda and Carrie at Magnolia. Magnolia Bakery. I knew this was going to be a thing.
Yes.
When Mike and I did the promo shots, I was like, I need cupcakes. This is the first time I've actually seen them eat
They're
something.
Really eating, yeah. Too. I want to know that they were like, you have one, we're going to eat one cupcake.
Right.
That's all. So you better cover us from every side.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she has a crush.
She has a crush. And Miranda's like, I don't know the last time I had a crush.
What about Steve?
Oh, God, right. I forgot about my boyfriend. Is that normal?
But a crush is different than having feelings for someone.
Yeah, because I think a crush means that there's, like, hope. Like,
yeah,
will
you don't
I
really know
person?
Them that well usually,
right.
I think. Like, it's sort of like a beginning. You have, like, a crush on someone.
Yeah, Miranda's like, I have
this man.
Before
it all goes terribly.
Mike.
It will. Just trust me. I'm just kidding.
You guys, he's still single.
You can get this.
You can have all of this.
So, yeah, she's sort of talking about his silly dream.
Yeah, but I don't know. Miranda, let him dream.
Yeah, it's true. So then we're at the club.
Hey, guys. I'm Samantha.
Samantha's outfit, like, she looks good, but she looks like... Maury Povich used to do these shows where these 13-year-olds would come on and be like, my mom dresses way too sexy. And that's what she looks like in this outfit.
And then they're in bed.
They're in bed.
You have so much attitude up front. Look at you now. Soft. Sweet.
And I was like, see, Siobhan knows that Samantha is complex.
True. And she mentions that he wears nicer jewelry.
Mm-hmm. Which is fine.
She wants to have breakfast with his Tiffany's.
Yeah, because he got his earrings at Tiffany's. I don't think he would have gotten them at Tiffany's.
He probably wouldn't.
That was probably just used to
make
that
line happen.
Yeah,
exactly.
But I mean, Tiffany's doesn't have like super flashy stuff. And his was like really nice.
I've never been to Tiffany's before.
Ever?
No.
Next field trip. I mean, they do have flashy things. I can't imagine that that's where Siobhan
does his shopping.
But maybe. I picture it more at like Cartier, like where they have the diamonds.
Got it.
You know.
So when we're then we're on the stoop. I guess they've had their date.
She starts smoke, lights up a cigarette.
Yeah, she smoked.
You smoke?
Aiden. Well, this is where it got unbelievable for me. This is a woman who smokes in barns.
Right.
She smokes on ice rinks.
Yes.
How could he have gone on a whole date with her?
Exactly.
And this is the first time she's lit up a cigarette. I'm surprised she didn't light up a cigarette in his furniture store.
Like sit on that chair and just light up. Yeah, no, it doesn't make any sense. I guess we're just going to allow it because it's a TV show. But definitely she would have had a cigarette before the end of their date.
Right. And then she throws it.
She throws it. Ugh, she litters.
It's Mike is mad.
Yeah, it makes me mad. And then it's that thing of like, I can still taste the cigarette. And here's the thing. I do not like smoking. I'm pretty anti-smoking. And yes, you can taste the cigarette. I don't at all want to, like, come to her defense. But I don't know. I feel like he's a little...
No, he is. He's a little bit like... It's not like they've been in a relationship for a while. He's brought it up. And she's like, I'm still going to do it. Or please don't do it around me. And she says she's not. And then they kiss. And then he... You know?
Right. I don't know. Yeah,
you went in to kiss her after you saw her smoke.
Yeah.
So, I mean, at least they're actually Marlboro Lights at this point.
Yeah. Oh, are they? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he says, I just can't date a smoker.
Right.
Which, I don't know that I could date a smoker, but I don't know. I don't know when I would say it. I don't know. It's just it's a little awkward situation.
Yeah, I think I would, like, see, because he cares for her a lot, so I think I would play it out more, you know, but who knows. But it does bring us to the question.
Yes.
In relationships, what are the deal breakers?
Everything. Oh, you weren't asking me.
No, well, I guess that's just everything.
Yeah. So now we have kiss training. So Charlotte's trying to make this happen. She's
it's very awkward for me.
It is very awkward.
Because he's doing a good job. She's like, I like it when you gently. Yeah. And then he just does the, like,
right
sucking
back
on
into
her
it.
Chin.
Yeah. Yeah. Right back to the bad kissing. He says it's his thing.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, get a different thing.
Sir. Deal breaker.
Yeah. That is, though. I mean, a bad kiss isn't bad. That's a deal breaker.
Well, yeah, and it's not even like an inexperienced kisser. It's a...
Like, this is his thing is that he wants to lick your face.
This is what he's going to be doing. No, thank you, sir.
Not okay. So we have Marty and Stan.
Mm-hmm.
These are my dolls.
Yeah.
I've been collecting them for years. I had no idea.
I wasn't surprised. Like, we flat... I was like, of course this man has dolls. He looks like he does... Like, hosts talent shows for senior citizens on cruise ships.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
Like, I know it's very niche, but that's exactly what he looks like.
It's just too much. Mm-hmm. There are too many dolls. You shouldn't have that many dolls. Unless you want them and then have them, but you shouldn't.
No, Madame Alexander dolls. Those reminded me of, like...
If you have to, like, remove... If it's, like, a five-minute process of removing the dolls from your bed every night...
What if it's decorative pillows?
That is better... But I do think it's funny, and I feel like it happens on TV shows often, where, like, there are so many decorative pillows, and I just think you could just have less of them, and then you wouldn't have to move them every time
you got into bed. Yeah, the dolls are a bit scary.
They are scary, thank you.
But, so, like, I also don't know why Stanford saw that man from across a furniture store and didn't think, that man looks normal and not gonna have dolls. And then Stanford moves one of them, and he goes, no, the Southern Belle sits on the table.
That's too much.
I liked that.
No, it's too much.
So, yes. Yeah, we're back at Fusion.
Didn't I tell you how beautiful you look tonight?
Thank you.
Hey, what's up, genius?
Well, genius's overtired ass is dragging all over this cool restaurant.
So he goes, and this is basically just her excuse to sit down with Samantha to find out what's going on.
Mm-hmm. What's going on between you and my brother?
Well, we're dating. Why?
No. I don't want you seeing my brother.
So, yeah. So this is sort of my issue. And once again, we will go back to, like, it's a TV show, so I'm not going to take it too seriously. But I think it's interesting that we bring in this case, this black woman, and then sort of make her the villain.
No, that's was my big issue with it.
So, I just sort of feel like, once again, it's a TV show, so I'm not going to get to... But I just think it's... Yeah. So finally, we're having... we're having a person of color on the show, and they're the bad person.
Right.
Oh.
In a way, I thought it was kind of like Yeah, it was almost like, we're going to do this thing, but we don't want to continue it for too long. I didn't like it. I didn't. It rubbed me the wrong way. I wasn't on Samantha's side because I was so disturbed by the, not dis, well, yes, disturbed by the writing of that, like writing her into this to just be the bad person. The only redeemable-ish thing was that Samantha made it more about someone just telling her she couldn't have something.
Sure.
But I just, it was kind of gross.
Yeah, it's a troublesome storyline. And once again, it's a TV comedy. And I think that they were just like, okay, how are we going to tell this story and have it be a one episode thing? Because most stories on the show are one episode.
Right, but you don't have to have, you didn't have to make the person of color a bad person to tell this storyline. I mean, we told a very, and it's not even a good storyline. Like, we told the same storyline with Charlotte where it was like, I don't want my brother dating Samantha.
Right.
So it's like, what's, it just didn't even add anything to it. It didn't do anything.
Yeah, I guess it was just, we want to have the situation and how do we have it be one episode? We'll have it be one episode by having the sister oppose and then we can wrap it up in one. But yeah, it is a little bit.
But
it
I
is,
just feel like it wasn't a situation that did anything for anyone. It was just kind of gross.
I agree, but it's also a TV comedy. Like, I think we have things that, like, we talk about, like, throwaway episodes, right. Or, but sometimes it's just because it's not a serial. Like, we're not watching a show where, like, this episode, right. Like, there are serial elements.
Saying, like, I feel like this wasn't, it just didn't, they didn't need to do that.
Well, they were giving Samantha something to do. I am also troubled by it, but there's a certain amount where I'm like, okay, it's a TV comedy.
Right.
So, yeah, she's never going to be okay with it, basically. Says that she's not okay with her brother dating a white woman.
I'm never going to approve, and my approval means a lot to my brother.
So then we get to four women at brunch.
Where they need to fill the salt and pepper shakers.
Okay, that's the salt and pepper. But this is our go-to brunch place.
Okay, well, then someone needs to do their side work.
And, you know,
Carrie Samantha has a big flower.
She has a big flower. Samantha says that he has the biggest...
black cock. We know he has a big black cock.
I was about to say biggest heart. But now that you're so interested, yes, he does have a big black cock.
And then I think this is interesting, we get to that they all hate the smoking.
Yeah.
That Carrie's kind of playing it of like, it's who I am, it's part of who I am, and no one can change me. And the other three are like, well, but this is something that you probably should actually change.
Right.
That they put up with it because they're her friend, but that no one enjoys her smoking.
Now you have a reason to quit, so quit.
Good. Is Charlotte drinking chocolate milk?
I don't know. I didn't see. But I can imagine that being the case.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to Stan and Carrie smoking in her apartment.
And he makes a comment about, I could put up with his receding hairline. Like,
yeah.
Stanford.
Well, I think that Carrie has a moment, though. Like, Carrie reacts to that.
And then, of course, this was all so that she could say, so it's goodbye, Dolly.
Yeah. He also refers to her as Mrs. Marlboro Lights.
Yeah.
Is it Mrs.? Is she married? Oh, Miss. Miss
yeah,
Marlboro
it's
Lights.
Miss Marlboro Lights. And I wrote, I mean, it depends.
What's on his cigarette pack? Did you notice that at all?
Yeah, it's like a red box. It's either like a very Renaissance looking like nice box with a big jewel,
or like
an action figure,
like a little doll, or like a little baby or something.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
If anyone knows what that is, it must be a thing.
It's anything between like an 18th century royalty jeweled adorned box or like a weird baby doll.
Yeah,
we don't know.
Very odd.
So then we cut to Miranda.
Yeah, Stephen Miranda.
Doing literal paperwork.
Yeah, she's busy.
And I thought that was so interesting to watch someone hard at work with a cardboard box full of documents, like no computer in sight, just doing actual paperwork.
Yeah.
Steve's mad because she's not going to give him time.
She had agreed to come and watch him shoot hoops.
I ask you to do one thing, one time for me, and you can't do it. What the fuck is that?
Which does sound boring. But mm-hmm. if it's what your boyfriend does, then you should go. You should support him.
It's like, Mike, come to this open mic stand-up I'm doing.
Oh, God, I will do it for you. Sounds terrible.
I'm not doing one right now.
And then he throws the ball.
And then he throws the ball.
He gets mad and throws the ball.
Yeah, it doesn't break anything.
In the real world, you would hear like crashing.
But Magda's...
Magda's put everything
stuff,
away.
Yeah.
Magda's right there in the hall and just catches the ball.
Yeah, that's
And then
what
hands
she
it back to him.
Yeah.
Because he gets the ball back really quickly.
And she's out of stuff to do.
Yeah. And then she shows up to support him.
Mm-hmm. All right, hot shot! Show me what you got!
And
he's
misses.
So happy.
He's very happy.
Well, he makes the first one.
He makes the first one, but then the half court, what would I'm assuming would be the equivalent of what he's going to be doing, he misses.
Yeah, and we find out that he doesn't get the $1 million.
But having Miranda show up for him that day
made him feel like $1 million.
You were robbed!
I do like alternate reality Sex in the City where, like, he made that shot and is now a millionaire.
Yeah, and, like...
That's a completely different show.
Miranda's, like, running for governor.
Yeah. That would never happen. So does the dog live in the store?
Yeah, probably. I mean, that's not unreal. I've been to many stores where there's a dog that's just there. Mike doesn't like animals.
I am fully supportive of a deli cat. I want to state that right now. I think there is nothing cuter in the world than a deli cat.
So you don't mind, like, a cat just crawling all over the food you're going to eat?
Nope.
So then what's your issue with a dog at a furniture store?
Because the dog's going to jump on you and hump your leg.
The cat's going to pee on your salmon.
The cat's not going to... First of all, what deli are you eating your salmon at?
I don't know. I was just thinking of like a cat. Cat's going to pee on your Cheez-Its.
Yeah, but first of all, I don't think the cat's going to pee on the Cheez-Its. Second of all, it's not going to pee in the bag of Cheez-Its. I support a deli cat.
I support a furniture dog.
Okay. We'll agree to disagree. Yeah, she has a big flower.
Yeah, another flower. Another flower, another show.
She says that she's going to quit. She's kind of like, I think that you think that I smoke more than I do.
Right, because she does realize she lied when she said that. And she opens her purse to show him no cigarettes.
No cigarettes in here.
Does it very quick.
Yes. So they decide to go on an impromptu date.
Mm-hmm. Like a coffee, 7 hours.
Yeah, 7 hours. Like maybe a quick bite. She wants the date to end because she wants to smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Which isn't great, but I'm kind of like, you should just smoke then. Like, right. I don't know. I don't know. I think she should stop smoking, but if you can't stop smoking, you shouldn't lie about it. Like, you shouldn't.
Or, like, don't just do it cold turkey like that with you know, I mean, if you do anything regularly, you're going to be irritated if you don't have it.
Absolutely. So we cut to an awkward sex scene.
Meanwhile, back in the Valley of the Dolls, Stanford decided that there was something even more rare than a porcelain French face. His passion.
It's just Stan and Mark. It's just like he just decides to go for it. You can see him just kick that doll right off the bed.
You hear it crash.
You hear it crash. You know that it's not going to be good.
Nope.
And that's the end.
Bye.
Which is fine.
You don't like Marty?
There's too many dolls.
Yeah.
It's too many. So then we get back to Samantha at the club.
What is she wearing? She has like this long robish thing with like a decorative underwear.
I feel like I'm assuming that Patricia Field found that dress and was based on the line that we're going to get to later.
Right.
Where it's referred to as a J-Lo knockoff.
Right.
Because of course that J-Lo, the incredibly famous J-Lo dress that was kind of then copied all over the place.
Yeah, that's the thing is they're talking Siobhan... Approach Siobhan, right?
Adina approaches. Mm-hmm. So she's with Siobhan. Adina approaches. He awkwardly asks to no one in particular what my favorite girl is drinking.
Champagne.
Just awkward.
Yeah, like also like that's your sister.
Yeah. She like you don't belong here. Once again, it's just troublesome. It's just that thing of like she doesn't belong here because she's white. So once again, we're just making the black person the bad guy. And it's a comedy. It's a comedy, and it's just supposed to be funny. But it is kind of troublesome. We get then to them kind of fighting. Like, Samantha kind of turns to leave, and Adina grabs her hair. And we have this whole, like, kerfuffle on the dance floor. And
where she makes a comment where she says, I don't care how many of these J-Lo dresses you have.
Yeah, I mean, I just realized we're skipping ahead. But let's go ahead and skip ahead and wrap up this storyline so we can be done with it.
And that's really it. And then, Siobhan says, like, he's always going to pick his sister.
Oh, yeah. And, like, you insulted her food.
Oh, because she says the okra wasn't even that good.
Wasn't all that. And it just, and I guess what redeems in the end the storyline for me is that it does come down to, from Samantha's point of view, saying, I'm not ending this relationship because your sister wants us to. I'm ending it because you're not man enough to stand up to her.
Right. Which is what
now
I,
now we're
like,
fine.
And I like the part, like I said, where... Samantha only goes against Adina's wishes because they say, you know, no one tells her no.
Right.
So it was just, once again, would this storyline have happened today? I hope not.
It's a weird storyline. And it ends fine. I think it ends in the best way you possibly can end that storyline.
I hope that they continue to bring people of color into Sex and the City with better storylines. You don't have to tell me if that happens.
I'm like racking my brain.
I hope it does. I really hope it does. And I've read lots of articles saying that it wasn't a very inclusive show. So, yeah, we'll see.
So now we're going back. We're kind of skipping around a bit, but now we're going to go back to the dates.
7 hours into the world's longest date, all I could think was 5 more minutes and I can dump this bozo and smoke the emergency cigarette hidden in my purse.
Where Carrie, they're at the diner and Carrie has to get out of there. Like, Carrie can't even like deal with him wanting to look at a dessert menu. Like, she has to run and give a terrible, obviously lie excuse, and she has to get to her emergency cigarette, and you see the jacket that she's left behind that she just has in such a hurry to get out that she doesn't even bring her jacket with her. And she, like, gets the cigarette and it falls in the water and she has to, like, break off. I mean, she's low. Like, yeah, she's literally low.
They're at the corner of Perry and West 4th.
Perry and West 4th.
You see the street sign.
Yeah, EQ is the restaurant in the background. I don't think that that's there anymore. Mm-hmm. It's a different restaurant now. They do a lot of filming in that area. I love that area, actually. It's super beautiful. And we can... Not that it was ever a secret, but Sarah Jessica Parker used to live right there.
Oh, wow.
Like, she used to live right around the corner. She's not there anymore, but she used to live in that neighborhood. So I feel like they filmed there a lot. Oh, also, when I just Googled Perry and 4th, an apartment for rent popped up. So if you want a one bedroom for only $4,300 a month, that's the neighborhood for you. I once, no joke, was like, what if I won $3 million.
Like shooting a basketball at a Knicks game.
Exactly. And I could live in my dream neighborhood, which really would be that neighborhood. Mm-hmm. I love that neighborhood so much. And I was like, what could I get for like $3 million? Nothing. You can get like a studio apartment for like $3.1 million. It's terrifying how high the rent is in that neighborhood. But I do love it. Yeah, so Aiden arrives with her jacket.
Carrie. We got a little problem.
Because we've kind of gone out of order, we get to that it had to end.
That's the way it goes, I guess. We had some good times together, and I'm pretty sure we could have had more.
She's in her bathroom, and you have that moment of like, what is she talking about?
Did you leave Aiden? And then you see her flushing her cigarettes down the toilet, which is just going to be very expensive for her because she's going to have to go buy another one.
It's like just a visual thing, but flushing things down the toilet is just kind of funny to me. And, I hope that he's worth it. For the record, if he's not worth it, it's still worth stopping smoking.
I don't think Carrie Bradshaw's going to quit smoking, but...
We'll see.
I couldn't help but wonder.
Okay. Oh, I'm not prepared for this.
Me neither, so hold on.
All right, so what couldn't you help but wonder? I couldn't help but wonder how they got through that entire first date with her not smoking until the very end of it.
Oh, that was mine. I couldn't help but wonder... If Marty had the Gone with the Wind Madame Alexander collection on his bed somewhere.
I am certain that he did. It's too many dolls. You shouldn't have that many. If you do, I still like you, but that's a lot of dolls.
I have a lot of friends, Mike. Mike's looking because my phone keeps
I know. Blowing. She's blowing up over here.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's it. Overall, I think I just really, like, regardless of... anything. I just really think we could have, the Samantha storyline like didn't do anything for anyone. Like it just didn't need to be there.
Well, this is what I imagine. I imagine they wanted to diversify.
Right.
They wanted to bring on characters that weren't, you know, white ladies. And this was their way of doing it. And probably at the time it felt like, look, we introduced some characters.
Right.
That
at the time, and I do have to remember sometimes that I'm grateful that I'm able to say hope that this wouldn't happen today.
Right.
Does that make sense?
No, I feel you.
But, you know, I think it's, yeah, the fact that we both watched it and we're like, I don't like that.
Yeah. But it was their, I think it was just their way of, hey, let's bring in some people of color. And not an A+, but, you know.
Not an A+ move, Sex 2000,
not an A+ move. But, you know, we got Aiden. We got Aiden. I'm going to start tap dancing.
And ranking.
Yay. See you next.
We got Annie.
We'll be back next week.
Will you put that song in right here?
No.
I just got yelled at.
Bye. You can visit us at wecouldn'thelpbutwonder.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Instagram, all at wecouldn'thelpbutwonder with no caps, no spaces, and no punctuation, and Twitter at WCHBWpodcast. You can follow Elise at Evie Castle and me at MikeJensen77. Special thanks to Patrick Hines. Make sure you check out theaterpodcastproductions.com to see all the work that he does. We would love it if you would share this podcast with someone. Put a link on Facebook or tell a friend. Take a moment and rate us on Apple Podcasts, or even better, write a review. And don't forget to change your settings to play in sequential order. Join us next week for Are We Sluts? The something comma. The Princeton comma.
The Oxford comma?
The Oxford comma. We'll erase that I just said that.
Unless you're Drew Barrymore and never been kissed.
And she's never been kissed, so she doesn't even know.
Right.
What if that first kiss had been terrible? What if that movie ended...
Well, she wouldn't have known.
This is just what kissing is.
Right.
Because...
Oh, no, wait. The salt and pepper shakers are fine in this restaurant. That's the next restaurant.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Fusion, you're fine.
Yeah, you're fine. You've done your side work.
Yeah, we wrap it up right there.
But Samantha being there made him feel like $1 million.
Miranda being there.
Miranda being there made him feel like $1 million. Samantha only goes against Adele's...
Adina.
I'm John Travolta over here. Adele Nazim. Yes, he only goes against...